Yeah. Now in some respects the stakes have never ever been higher. Resistance is a must. Taking the streets now is a must. Yeah. With the utmost of urgency, all hands on deck. The time is here, can't ignore this crypto-fascist threat. No retreat, surrender from this dark November, until the Trump administration becomes dismembered and all the white supremacists that he emboldened are ruthlessly defeated, won't succeed in their remolding. No tolerance for hate speech that incites violence against immigrants, scapegoats for the real crimes of this neoliberal order that gave us Trump. Hillary Clinton wasn't acceptable to run in cahoots with Wall Street. See, people weren't with it. The most unpopular candidates to have existed in the history of this American Republic. If it's under threat now, then we need to struggle before a much more genuine democracy. Join the struggle against this hatred and the bigotry. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. Good night, you neo-Nazis. Or is it upright? Your rebranding doesn't fool us, though. These Trump types, like your Stephen Bannons and your Michael Flynn's, Islamophobes who pose as anti-establishment, your Jeff Sessions who support the Muslim registry, the most regressive and unbelievably reactionary, like the homophobic vice president to be. These racist white men sooner run the country. And don't you say that to protest is conspiracy on behalf of George Soros and the DNC. It's the revolutionaries who gon' lead this. Those independent from the two parties, leave them. The Democratic Party's fine with capitulating. They'd rather join with Trump than the people who impatient. No accommodation, no cooperation. The power of the people now, we must not proclaim it. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. They say that love trumps hate. See, it wasn't that that brought the Nazis to their end. It was the simple fact that the communists and democratic people fought a ruthless struggle till the moment Hitler's heart stopped. Partisans and united fronts against the threat. We need that organized movement to be rekindled. In 2017, US, the stakes are massive. A new left can easily fill this vacuum that unfortunately Trump swooped in to claim. They say he's anti-establishment, a con game. He played by latching on to that very sentiment in Heartland America, but he was negligent because his promise to the white worker can't be filled. Those jobs ain't coming back, but see, we can build the kind of country that we all do deserve to have. But see, the first order needs to be the fight back. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. Make America hate again, that's white pride. Donald Trump is just a Klan member in a tie. Good night, neo-Nazis. Good night, the upright. Good night, fascist scum. See, the people came to fight. Resistance is going down in the streets of Washington, D.C. on January 20th at the presidential inauguration. When Donald J. Trump comes through to assume the presidency, the people will be there in full force to say that we stand against bigotry. We stand against Islamophobia. We stand against homophobia. We stand against his anti-women platform. We stand against white supremacy. We stand against endless war. We stand against the surveillance state. Now don't get it twisted, we would have been there even if Hillary Clinton would have won the election, because the reality is that many of the organizers have been in the streets during the course of the past 8 years under the Obama administration, and before that under George W. Bush, and even further back. It's the independent force of the people that will win, that will resist, and that will overthrow this whole decadent system that gave rise to somebody like Donald Trump in the first place.